Ksuvas Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav 2:6, and a follow-on from the previous Mishnah, where we're once again talking about a woman or women who were held captive by Gentiles. So again, the rule is, such a scenario, they are not to marry Kohanim because of the chashash, there had been a concern, they were violated by the Gentiles, making them to be zonos, halachic status, a woman who can't get married to a Kohen. Now, for a woman to be permitted to marry Cohen after being held captive by Gentiles, she'll need to have just an Eid Echad, just any witness, even not the usual witness that is, you know, for formal testimony, but even just if it's a relative or a woman, etc., that's going to be okay as well. Our Mishnah is going to say, what happens if we have two women, and these women really seem to be kind of in cahoots? They are what's called gomlin. It seems like perhaps they made a deal where each one said to the other one, I'll testify on your behalf and you'll testify on my behalf so that we both can marry Kohanim. In such a scenario where it looks like there's a conspiracy, do we still believe the women? The Mishnah says, Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, you have two women who are held captive. Zosameris Nishbeisi Utaharani. Mr. A says, I was held captive, but I am, nothing happened. And Vizosameris Nishbeisi Utaharani. And the other one also says, I was held captive, yes, but I'm also confirming that nothing happened to me. Now, since we know the fact that they were held captive independent of their testimony, they don't have the position of a Pesha Asaru, a Pesha Heter, and therefore the rabbinic Chashash kicks in. The rabbis say such women cannot marry Kohanim, and therefore even if they're protesting and saying they're innocent and nothing happened to them and they're muteris to their husbands, muteris to a Kohanim, still Einan Ne'emanos, they're not believed. However, each one just needs one witness to confirm nothing happened to them. So if they have the witness in the other one, so they're, each one will will argue that the other one was, you know, give evidence, testify the other one, nothing happened to her. So then, uvizman shehen me'idos zu et zu, if each one will testify on behalf of the other one that nothing happened to them, then harei elu ne'manos, then each one is believed. In other words, the point of the mission is, even though it looks kind of fishy, and perhaps that there's a conspiracy here, all we need is to have one witness, an erecha, to corroborate each of the women's stories, and they have such a witness with the other woman, and therefore we believe them. Again, because it's just a derabanan, out of a chashash, a concern, maybe something happened, so we'll believe even women, even if it looks like they're having a conspiracy and sort of going to cahoots to give this testimony. Just important to understand, however, that when, let's say, Rachel testifies that nothing happened to Leah and vice versa, it has to be that Rachel's saying she was with Leah the entire time. You know, they were together in manacles, so Leah for sure knows every second that Leah was held in captivity, nothing happened to Leah, and vice versa. If they had been separated for a time, since of course there's like some sort of like lacuna, like a hole in the story where Leah doesn't know what happened to Rachel in that period of time, so then that's not sufficient testimony, and we're concerned that in that window, that's when the violation occurred, and that being the case, the testimony would not be accepted. So it has to be a testimony that each one testifies they're with the other one for the entire time of their captivity.